Yo, man, what's going on? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. We got another banger of an episode for you guys today, man. You see to my left, we got a special guest for you guys today, man. Back with the alumni status, man. It's still shit, homecoming week. We're finna go outside after this, have a good time. But you already know, before we get into it, man, hit that like button below, comment, share, subscribe. Like I said, we on a run of 200, man. We need that done ASAP. ASAP. So hit that subscribe button. Keep on tuning in with the Instagram pages and shit like that. But without further ado, man, we finna go ahead and get into the episode. Go ahead and let the people know who you are, man.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Sed. Sed No Entertain. Sed the Barber. First name is Cedric. With the C. Shit. I started at ISU 2018. I started to cut hair. I'm a barber, so like I started to cut hair to 2018, and it was really for myself because my barber just kept on traveling. I was just tired on jumping different barber to barber. But honestly, I think I was really cool with just learning my own skill, and I think that was probably the most important thing, was learning my own skill. So like once I learned the actual skill, It helped me lock in with like the actual business that was also there for me. But I started cutting hair in 2018. I was cutting myself, and it was just a lot of like just trial error, and I just realized I was getting better.
Yeah.
Then I started to cut other people, cutting a couple of my homies, and it was just one of those where it was just like I just trusted myself. And then I didn't really want to do no business, but it was like once I started to understand how to handle a business at a younger age or being an entrepreneur, it helped me to, you know, just keep trusting myself and trusting my instinct, trusting my intuition.
And then kind of speak about like how you get to like cutting your homies here, because like you said, you was fucking yourself up type shit. So how they get to gain that trust in you?
Honestly, it was like they knew. I think it was more like. So the first person I cut was my homie named Noble, and I think it was more of like he trusted me of more of like he knew I wanted to get better.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was playing in his head. Okay. And everybody know like I'm goofy for sure, and I can definitely be serious, but it's just like it was something I really wanted to do, was get better. Okay. So it was like I wasn't gonna be playing in his head. But yeah, I think it was just more of like it's a free haircut, and let me try it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was sitting there, I was just learning, doing a couple of schooling, and making sure that, and doing a lot of YouTube videos and stuff. But yeah, they just trusted me to just do that, and I appreciate that, man. But I ain't gonna lie, I messed myself up a lot, and it also helped me to learn how to cut hair too.
Yeah.
Like, one thing that has stood out for me throughout this conversation is the ability for your friends to trust you. Just because, like, not everybody's fortunate enough to have friends that are willing to, you know, help you with whatever you got going on, whatever your business, whatever it be, you just learning a new skill. Like, for all they know, most of them could have been like, you know what? You have never cut hair, so I'm not gonna trust you, you know?
Yeah.
But for them to still.
I know a lot of niggas that's, hell no, you can't cut hair, you ain't finna touch my shit. Right. Boy, you're not finna.
Not everybody finna let you touch their hair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but then, like, that's what it takes on, like, getting a new barber and getting somebody that you know, because it's like, I ain't gonna lie, if your homie wants you to cut your hair, I mean, if he wanna learn how to cut hair, like, you might as well just take that risk, cause if he take off, like I ain't gonna lie, like I think Noble all the time, my homie Noble, like, cause it's like if he ain't let me, you know, try him out, I probably wouldn't be, or all the first couple of guys, I wouldn't really be the person I am today, cause I don't know where I probably would have just gave up or just been only cutting my own hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, if you got a homie that want to cut hair, you might as well just let him just try. You know what I'm saying? Just keep on help. I mean, I know ball fade. You know what I'm saying? But wave cut. You know what I'm saying? I could get a taper messed up. You can always fix a taper. Go to another bar and fix a tape. But like lining, okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like when you lining somebody up, one thing he ain't if. I can't talk for everybody, but I'm gonna talk for myself. Like I know for the first couple of times, let's say I did push somebody up, push somebody back, it was more of like I didn't over push it. It was more like, oh, you just went a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? But it's some people that just literally just can't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're going to push me back and you making it way too obvious and you still trying to make a straight line.
Type shit.
Yeah. That's what I was doing to myself. Like I was trying to make a straight line and it just wasn't straight or it wasn't sharp. I kept pushing it, pushing it.
And then kind of like speak on like when you notice like, okay, I'm getting kind of nice at this shit. Like okay, I'm going to try to turn this really into a business type shit. I'm going to put the LLC behind it. I'm going to get a license type shit and all that.
So I'll say like, damn near. You got to put your hand there. I'll say like my freshman, and probably like some, I cut 1 year, 2018 to 2019. Then so probably like the beginning of my sophomore year when I got back from, home, cause I was cutting when I got back home and I started cutting here and I went back home, start cutting everybody else. And then it got way better. Then once I got better over there, brought it back to school, I then turned up right after that. Got me a barber chair. I was in a single. I was in a single dorm rooms. And those were a big ass barber chair in my bed. Like I had no space, but I was willing to like. It was like the money was coming. It was coming, bro. Like I was grinding. Pause. I'm not saying. And then, but like I say, like my sophomore year, bro, like it was just like I want to learn more about promoting my business, marketing, and I think that was like it was more like I started to realize I had the passions for it. You know what I'm saying? I love the barbering, I love the cutting and stuff. It was cool making the money, but I realized once I was done with college that once I left college, I realized I wasn't doing it because I loved it. I was doing it for the money. And then once I started thinking about the actual passion I had for it, I started to figure out a way to get better with that type of passion, or for me to express that passion.
We had touched on it a little bit last week. Kind of, sort of, basically, we was talking about basically like content creators and them saying, oh, I love this shit, I don't do it for the money and shit like that. When a lot of time, nigga, you lying. You do that shit because the paycheck at the end of the month, end of the week, that 50, that 60, that 70K hitting your check.
No, for sure. But that passion is what helps you to get that money. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you were saying. It might get you to that point, but once that money coming in, you like, damn, I see what the fuck this money could do. I'm finna keep on doing it.
Yeah, so I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like once I graduated, I realized like I'm like, do I really wanna claim that I'm a barber? And it was like I wanted to go to school. I mean, I went to school to be an engineer, got the job, cool. I realized it wasn't really something I really wanted to do, but it was cool, you know, like why not? Like I worked hard for this major. I worked hard for this position, so got the job. But I think like it was just once I got into that position, it was just more of like, which one do you really love more? You know what I'm saying? And it made me realize like I realize I don't love the engineering as much as barbering, but I'm a work as hard as I was for barbering to, you know, to find my passion in that or to just get the money. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was at the point where it was like, man, I'm just gonna get my money and stay happy with what I'm doing, my barbering stuff, because the engineering stuff, it was like, it was something that, you know, I'm young, I'm 23, so it's like, why not work towards like just keeping that under my belt?
Right.
So right now I'm just focused on just like building my resume, and I ain't working right now though, but like as much time as I had off, it's just like I'm just trying to run it up with everything I could do to promote my business and my brand.
Okay. And it's kind of like, I could understand that, because he gave the engineering a chance and he kind of like figured it out. It's cool and all, getting a degree in that was cool and all, but at the end of the day, I think I'm really more gravitated towards this barber shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Whether it's not the, maybe that passion got me there, but now I see that I like the money about it too, so that's another thing that's bringing me back with it. So it's kind of like I'm seeing that trial and error with him, basically. I'm going through the steps to figure out basically what I like. And a lot of times people don't necessarily have the luxury to figure out what they like because of they got to do something because they need the money type shit. So it's kind of hard for them to figure that out.
And being honest with yourself, like sometimes, you know, you might want to try to convince yourself that you want to do something over and over and over and over, but that might not be for you. So being honest with yourself to see, like, okay, like, this is what I'm good at. I might not have the love and the passion for it yet, but I'm going to get it somehow, you know?
Yeah, I think it's also, it's like with the engineering thing, I think that when you pick a career after like post-college, I think you got to also like be happy in that field too. You can't just, because you it's a career, so you're going to be doing that for 5, 10, 15 years type shit. So I would want to feel some type of happiness or some type of joy going into that job each and every day, not just doing it for the paycheck just because, oh, I got a degree in this, so I'm kind of stuck. And account shit like the last podcast, he got a communications degree, but he doing IT. You feel me?
But I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I just had a bad experience my first job, just within like the manager I had, and I feel like it's just really important to like love the environment that you're in, and like the job that you actually like. Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. No matter like what job you in or whatever, and like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may not, it, like, no matter how much money it bring, you don't ever know how happy you could possibly be.
That's fast. That's real. There's just, a lot of people get caught up in the shit that they're doing in college and all that, but you got to start realizing, like, the career that you want to go in, you're going to have to, like he's saying, like, you're going to have to, you know, enjoy the environment that you are in order to progress in that environment. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck like a motherfucker.
I want to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk on basically like the documentary that you had created. What inspired that? What? Because that's kind of like a out of the box idea. You feel me? It's for somebody to create a documentary of some shit that people like wouldn't even really think to do. It wouldn't even register. People might let me document my journey in this and make a movie out of it type shit.
Yeah, I want to say so. So my documentary was more, let me shout out my documentary. First of all, I got a YouTube channel. My name is Said No Entertain, CEDNO Entertain all together. And I have my podcast as well where I do, you know, barbershop talk. Mm-hmm. And I also have my documentary on there. So what made me want to do the documentary, it was more of like I was given more of like Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to be more of like standing out the box with everything I wanted to do. And I think the most important thing about the documentary was like, this is my fifth year of doing this whole barbering business. And I feel like no matter what type of business is going on, I think it's like really important for like you to be celebrating something that you like are passionately working on, because it is like you got to be happy about what you actually doing. Can't be out here just doing it. Like, you basically you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it like you're doing it to. You got to make sure you also giving yourself praise for what you're doing. And it was like, I feel like I was at the point where I was like, man, like, you got to celebrate. I mean, it's 5 years. You ain't got to wait till you turned up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm gonna turn up, and I'm always be turned, but it's just like, I think that was probably the most humblest experience that I can give out on not telling too many people like who I am or my business or whatever, but it was more of like what I'm working for and
where you started,
and where I started at, and what I want to work and what I want to work towards.
I kind of got a question for that. Do you feel like that kind of brought like a little bit of motivation towards you, like seeing where you started at and where you've come in those 5 years? Do you feel like that brought like some motivation of, damn, I did that in this 5 years. Now the next five finna be crazy. Yeah. Next 10, next 15 finna be crazy. You feel like that kind of helped out with visioning and shit like that?
Yeah. I would say like for sure. Like it's just so crazy. I picked up a clipper and now I'm doing a podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's like now I'm like, and it's like I'm a one man show. Mm-hmm. But it's like it shows. That's when I appreciate the struggle of just like buying clippers or not having the money for the clippers. Trying to figure out what what products to use or what the best clipper is, doing research, all of that. Like, and I feel like this, that, no, 5 years, I already, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm the best barber, but I know I'm gonna get you right. And I know, right, like, I'm competition if like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't really no competition, but but with the documentary, I think it was just more of like, I would definitely say it was motivation, because it was like, yeah, I'm not done yet. Let me just, I'm just throwing y'all, you know, some little. I didn't even do another documentary, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's how the type of time I'm on. Like, another 5 years here, another documentary, boom. Like, we gonna add that documentary and add this one too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I wish I was doing content and stuff when I was in college. Like, I wish I was recording all the haircuts, mm-hmm, and all of that. Cause like, it's like, I think the most beautiful part about like being successful is knowing where you started from and how you're still pushing. And like, during these times right now, like, it's just like, I ain't got no other choice but to just keep pushing. No matter if it's either barbering, engineering, not working no job, it's like, you just got to keep pushing.
Yeah, I think that's like a fact in everything in life, is looking like where you came from. And then looking where you work towards, when you know you've been putting in that work, it hit different when you like, damn, I started here, bro. Yeah. Like, with us, we started none of this shit you see, mm-hmm, here. We started with fucking two phones. Mm-hmm. None of the shit you see here was here. So it's like, damn, we came from that and we here. So why not keep going?
No, for real.
Why not keep? You would be doing yourself a disservice to stop whatever you're doing.
It's like, what is you really stopping for? Like, it's like, yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's so easy to stop.
Quit.
It is. It's so easy to quit. It's so easy. And it's just like, when you quit, I don't know. It's like, cause I'm at the point where it's like, I'm not even, it's like, no matter how successful I would be, like, it don't need, like, you know, how much money I can get, is like, am I really happy? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, uh-huh, it's like, I'm at the point where it's like, if I quit, I know I won't be happy. Mm-hmm. But if I keep going and I get somewhere, mm-hmm, like, even if it's like a small little crowd, like, even the crowd that I got right now, is just like, I appreciate it, just cause it's like, okay, y'all here with me? Cool. There's no way. I'm not even there yet. We finna keep turning up. And I'm only like, I don't know. I just try to just keep trying to, like, just the man who I am. I just try to protect, like, my brand and how I'm imaged. I've been working on, like, not caring about what other people think. But I feel like protecting my image is just probably just the most important thing. But I also want to, you know, I don't want to make it seem like I'm too cool or whatever. But I still want to make it. I still want to be. I'm not trying to be like Hollywood or anything. But it's just more of like, I got to protect my space and my sanity when it comes to certain things. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, I feel like this barber stuff helped me learn other people and also help me learn myself.
And like, one thing that the barbering also helped with is being able to conversate with people from all different type of backgrounds. Being, yeah, able, I have the same way as like, for a nation to grow, everybody gonna have to, you know, sit down and listen to each other. Everybody might not see eye to eye, but at the end of the day, we all have to, you know, compromise so that we can all, you know, get what we need out of whatever society we in. Yeah. And that's what I feel like, that's the great thing that barbering offers you, being able to be a part of many different conversations, whether it be good or bad, being able to give advice and take advice from other people too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, literally, man, bro, being a barber, bro, it's such a blessing, because it's like, you're also helping somebody look better, and then you, but being a therapist, and it's like, and it's like, it may sound like, and it's like, it's probably the best space that, like, us men share
a lot of information
outside of, like, your homies and stuff. Like, there's no way that you're not conversating with your barber, like, on some, like, because you're going to him every 2 weeks. Like, bro, you're kind of weird if you're not talking to your barber. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I don't talk to all my clients, but when I do talk to them, like, and it may be days where we talking back and forth, cool, we don't, you know what I'm saying, but it may be some days where we just We just in there just chilling. Right. We ain't really talking. But it's just like, when you locked in with your barber, you paying him, you know what I'm saying? You want him to make sure you look good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might as well just, like, I feel like that's probably the best part where you could just, you know, you got your, like, fake therapist, talk to him, you know what I'm saying? You see what he got going on. You also his therapist, too, because it's like, you getting him through the cut as much as you don't realize.
I'm finna say, you there 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, depending on what your schedule looking like, and he's there for 30, 45 an hour, depending on what he booking, but at that same time, he is your therapist type shit, because you need a motherfucker to get you through that shit, just like he might have some shit going on, and it's just like, that's the only time where he gets to sit down and feel like, not to sound like a bitch, but man, I'm getting pampered right now. You feel me? I'm like, it's therapy. You feel me? It's my therapy session. I'm getting pampered right now. I'm making sure I look good. And you feel me? We got nothing but time to sit here and converse with each other.
Yeah, because when I'm talking to people and I know I got a long day, I rather, like, I'm not trying to be picking them, but I know I'm not the only barber that feel this way. I'd rather have five niggas that I know that if I niggas I know that gonna come in here on time, and not even on time, but please be on time. But I'd rather have five niggas, five of the same loyal clients where I know, like, okay, cool. I know the vibe gonna be decent, because I've had some clients where they came to see where I'm like, the vibe is weird, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I try to, like, you know, dive in, but it's like, I feel like when you sit in that chair, you might as well just find your way to just be cool with your barber, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what he got going on. And you don't never, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you don't never know what anybody got going on when they working. But if they doing something for you, especially on the way you look, you might as well just try to be as cool. Because I've had some customers where they, I mean, some clients were like they know I'm having a bad day or something, and they'll try to cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think that's probably one of the best things, because it's like, you know that I'm blue right now about something, and I'm talking to you about it, but they'll just try to cheer me up, and I appreciate that, because it's like them type of moments is like, dang, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you looking out for me, all right, bro, like, I'm of course I'm make sure you look good, but you know, even though my day is at the worst, I'm still making sure that you still look good.
And I think, like, that's something that a lot of niggas can relate to. A lot of niggas that got, like, a consistent barber, you can kind of tell, like, if you come in one week and your barber, he ain't really feeling it type shit. Especially if you know, like, he a normal nigga that he, yo, what up, he happy type shit. Yeah. If your barber, you come in and he kind of down, he ain't really saying shit, yo, what up, you feel me? Ain't no conversation. You kind of feel like, damn, he must be having a rough day. Niggas might have canceled. Niggas might have been laid behind. Whatever the case may be, you kind of sense that shit. If it's your consistent barber, like, man, what's up with you? Cool? Everything cool? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I also enjoy about, like, a lot of barbers is, like, you all make it a space where it's like you all touching on it. Like, no matter how bad something might be going on, you guys always make it, like, comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never gone into a barber shop where I didn't feel comfortable.
And a lot of times they got to deal with the fact that we don't be giving a fuck about what they got going on. We just want, nigga, cut my hair so I can go where the fuck I got to be. You feel me? I don't care about what you got going on as a barber. Cut my shit so I can go. You feel me? I'm finna pay you this 40, 50, 60, whatever, and I'm finna go. You feel me? And we, like, we don't realize these niggas.
They're people.
People. He's a person at the end of the day. And
yeah, for sure.
Dealing with, like, his job is to deal with people all day. I think that could get hard. It do get hard.
Yeah, you don't, especially if you're dealing with people that, you know, like, they don't take care of their hair, or, like, they being late, or they already fucking up your time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They walk in the shop, like, they not the one that ain't picked the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, you pick 3 o'clock. And you still late. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you walk in the shop like, yo, like, nigga, I've been waiting on you. Like,
okay, shit. Let you know nothing at all.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but the thing is, like, I know shit be happening, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be like on bogus when the time and all of that. But it's like, if you finna be late, you knew 30 minutes ago you was gonna be late. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless it was like an emergency, you know what I'm saying? So but, man, I've done experiences with so many guys, but it's like, I feel like the best part when experiencing these type of guys is where it helps me be versatile. knowing how to react and respond to certain guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, pretty much.
Well, I fuck with that for sure. And then kind of like speak on becoming, you being like an alumni and shit like that. Speak on kind of like life after college. How that's been. I know you touched on like the job shit a little bit, like with engineering and things like that. But kind of touch on like, we had touched on on the last podcast, kind of like it just going like that. Once you flip that tassel to the other side, it's just like, damn,
yeah.
your life, it's a 360, I mean a 180, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Nah, for real though, I'ma really have to say this to the camera, cause like, I ain't gonna lie, once you leave college, and this is probably why a lot of people are still in college, and probably why a lot of people are still in Normal or just in their towns, is because once you leave college, bro, it's just like you just in a position where you just think, and I'm only 2 years out of college, bro, and I promise you, bro, I'm over here just, I'm not saying I'm going through it. But life is life, man, for sure. and you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like you only see too much when you in college, because you only in one world, and that's the world that we're all in.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Seeing each other, you yeah, know, every yeah. fucking day at school. And then like we do everything, you do the same thing every weekend.
Shit.
And every weekend, you know what I'm saying? But it's like when you go back to your hometown, like I'm from Chicago, so it's a different thing every day. But yeah. At the same time, it's like you, and then now you're dealing with your people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like once school is done, period, and it's like you gotta figure out what you wanna do. And I feel like that's just taking care of your temple at the end of the day. And with taking care of your temple is like whatever makes you happy.
Type shit.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people get out of college and still be stuck in their college ways, you know, like not having that structure, not having that, because I feel like that whatever habits you're building into college right now is going to be the habits that you hold on to for the next foreseeable future. So I feel like a lot of people get out of college and still stuck in the, I want to party 24/7. I want to do all this 24/7. But at the same time, though, like he's saying, you might not want to grow up, but you're going to grow up.
And I think it's like, one, is because it's hard to change and accept change. Two is because it's like, you still young. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why not still have fun?
Right.
But it's like, it's changing and then accepting that change is a whole different story. if you want to keep going to the gym, right?
Right.
And it's like, you're working out, and it's like, damn, you realize, damn, I just went to a whole month. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but you really supposed to keep going. But it's like, you got to accept that you got to bust out another 2-3 months, mm-hmm. 2-4 months to really see some progress.
Progress, yeah.
And it's like, you're never going to get there until you can accept that you're ready to change. And I think that's the most important thing about life, is like, whatever you want to do, like, you got to accept the change. Like, when I wanted to cut hair, I didn't just say I want to cut hair. I didn't say, like, I had to like literally accept it. Like, I have to learn how to do this, and I have to be patient, and I have to learn how to actually start a business and ask and get advice and stuff. I'm not out here just picking up a clipper. And that's where it's hard at.
That's something that a lot of niggas really don't like understand, is that you, like, when you try something for the first time, you're not going to be good at that shit, bro. I don't care what it is. Yeah. Unless you just got a God-given talent to be the best in the world at this shit, you're not going to be good at anything you try for the first time. We were terrible at podcasting the first time we tried it. Still, to some niggas, still might be terrible, but we still learning. We still trying new things, you feel me, and shit like that. So, like, it's like you said, you got to accept that, damn, I'm not the best at this. Damn, I'm not, you feel me, I'm not skilled at this. I do have to go and sit down and read some books, watch some videos and shit like that. I do got to take the necessary steps to get to the next level with this shit. And I think a lot of people that just go unnoticed, or they kind of feel like, man, I'm me, I don't have to go through that. I'm me, I could just jump in and do this. Nah, bro.
It's like, I know I most, like, you relate a lot of things to sports. Like, most, if you ever play a sport in your life, you know, being that player or whatever that you were doing, you had to practice, just to even see the field at times, because hella motherfuckers, hella competitive, hella competition. A lot of people want to do the same thing that you're doing. So you just gonna have to find ways to, you know, help separate yourself from the crowd, and that's through practice.
Yeah, I think the most. I think. I don't even, bro. Honestly, bro, it ain't even about practice. I mean, it is about practice, but it's about practicing to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do this shit all day, but it's like, we can do the podcast. Like, I'm on my fourth episode, and I already knew, like, after my first episode, I'm like, man, I got to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to get better. Like, there's no way I'm finna do another podcast, and it looks like this.
Yeah.
You know? And I give y'all props because it's like y'all still doing it. Mm-hmm. Season two, right?
Mm, this season three now.
Season
shit.
Three. Yeah. Shout out y'all, man. And it's like, shit. Honestly, like, it's like if you want to get better, you're gonna get better. But if you're okay with being where you still at, you're gonna still be there. You're gonna be stuck.
And I think, like, content creation, that's one of the easiest things to see whether or not you're getting better or not, because the people gonna tell you whether or not you're getting better.
Oh yeah,
I think that. I think so. I think the numbers overall, because I do think it's sometimes where you might have a great ass video and the numbers just terrible. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I think for the most part, I do think that I should say something like this, where it's like 2 years, 2+ years, I think the people will let you know, like, y'all getting better, or nigga, y'all need to pack that shit up.
I don't really think, no one will really tell you that you pack that shit up. They'll laugh at your ass before they tell you pack that
shit
up.
Yeah, like, you will see it.
You'll see signs.
Yeah, you'll see the signs, basically. Yeah.
But it's always gonna feel like that, though, realistically. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
That's
true. What I'm saying? Like, it's only like I just started my podcast, and as much as I think, like, ain't nobody watching, it's people that's, you know, if they not watching the whole thing, they watch a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or they watching the reels or something. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, because it's like, I'm not going to always get every audience. I'm not going to always have everybody liking what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I got to appreciate and, like, just take off with, because it's like, man, that shit had you stopping everything you want to do, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally had you stopping everything you want to do.
And especially when it's like long form content, like a podcast, where an hour plus, 45 plus, yeah, every fucking every viewer not finna sit there and watch every second of that hour and 14 minute video, that 55 minute video. Every single person not finna sit there and watch that whole thing. They might go skip to a certain part where they feel like, okay, they talking about some interesting shit, or they might see a clip that you put on Instagram and try to go find that full conversation or something. But for the most part, people not really gonna watch the whole thing. You feel me? But it's just that knowing that niggas coming back time and time again, and they watching parts, they watching clips out of it. You feel me? They still being engaging with the content. You feel me? They still, like, you know, hey, there was a good episode. I feel like y'all could do this better, or go get this person, or you feel me? Shit like that.
One thing that this has also opened my eyes to is being okay with, like, criticism. Like, man, you gotta be okay with, like, feedback. You gotta be okay with, like, hearing from other people to see what things you can implement. Like, I had a conversation with you a week ago where you touched on, like, implementing the college campus, us being on the college campus, being able to fully utilize that. You gotta be okay with, like, hearing ways that you can improve. A lot of people can't take those, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's important, but I feel like you always gotta have your criticism friend. Or your criticism, like, 2 or 3 friends. Because it's like, you know, I can always tell you something that's bad about what you're doing, or what could be looking better. Because, you know, it ain't really nothing perfect. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always something you could do better. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you have that specific, you know, criticism person that you could always, like, you know, what you think about this? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you can see my vision, then you can criticize what I'm talking about.
Right.
Because it's like, if you can't really see it, but you just, you know what I'm saying, it's always a different preference at the end of the day. I could have just said, y'all stuff should have just been blue, because my favorite color blue. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that's just what I would have preferred, if anything. I'm not, man, I love the, you know, the green. But I'm just saying, like, that's just something, like, that's just, like, really important, because you don't want to ask the wrong person some criticism.
And I think that's important with, like anything creative wise is trusting your like creative thought. You feel
yeah.
me? At the end of the day,
100%.
This is your shit. At 100%. The end of the day, their like, name is not attached to this. They don't. They have nothing to do with this. This
you
got to
be
shit.
Okay with it and yeah. be like, I'm around with it.
Yeah, you like at the end of the day, you make that final say so of we finna put this out. This finna be the logo. This the color scheme. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. So at the end of the day, you have to, like you say, don't ask the wrong motherfuckers for some credit for some constructive criticism because they'll tell you the totally opposite thing of what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
You feel me? Or they'll be looking at a totally different direction of what you need to be doing. So it's always important to know what you know. You feel me? Know what you know. Know like, okay, I know this shit is right. I know I'm not changing that. I don't want to change that. No, I want to know something about this aspect of it. What can I do better here? You feel me? If you got something locked in and it's like, we going to run with that, run with that. Don't let a nigga come in and, oh, I think you should tweak that and do that. No, this is my shit. You feel me? At the end of the day, I got to say so in that. Yeah. So I feel like, man, it's just trusting your own instinct when it comes down to creatives and doing shit like that, man.
What is a lesson that Babrin has taught you throughout your 5-year journey?
I say work with different people, man. I feel like being stern. On like the decisions you make, cause it's so easy to be like, you know, your homie or one of your loyal clients, you know, or like someone you want to give a haircut to, or you want to drop the price for, or like, or just being or and also just being consistent. But I'm gonna start off like just being stern, cause like I started the business or like just trying to look out for as much as people as I can. And it's just like, as I got better, it was like, all right, now I gotta look out for my pockets. And it's like, if you don't want to look out for the pockets, I can't look out for you. You want me to make sure you got a nice ass lining, I'm gonna make sure you know what I'm saying, like, look out for me, I'll look out for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's been times where, bro, like, I got clients where I know if they need a haircut and they ain't book, like, I know they gonna throw me extra, but even sometimes they may just still throw extra. And I'm not even talking about like 5, 10, 15. I'm talking about like 25, 30.
A real tip,
yeah, like a real tip. Nah, I mean a real tip still $10. I'll take whatever, but that tip is like, oh nigga, you showing love, like
you appreciate,
like, yeah, you appreciate me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you appreciate my service, you. But I think just being stern helped me just being able to trust like what I want to do, and like I gotta get on the boat, man. I gotta understand like, hey, my shit 40, 50, possibly 60. This what you want? I'm gonna make sure you look good, cause I'm not trying to rush the cut. Cause even if I gotta be somewhere at 6 and your appointment at 4:30. Like, I'm going to make sure that you still look good. Like, I'm not even going to rush it, because, like, I could sit here and take your money and give you a, you know, half-ass cut. Because, like, I can go through, let's say I can do 10, because, like, you got to realize, like, I can do 10 guys, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I half-ass 7. And then I made 3 look raw as fuck.
Right.
I feel like I could be out here like out here finessing. You know what I'm saying? Like I could be giving you a cut that you just okay with it, but I'm gonna give you a raw ass cut. Session. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's just like you just been so okay with it because you've been coming to me for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I try to make sure like no matter how long you coming. Like I just pause again. no matter how long you've been like, you know, coming to get a haircut and stuff. I think I just try to make sure like, you know, I'm as consistent as possible. And I think like practicing consistency is my key. Like practicing that consistency was like is the most important thing when I'm cutting hair, because it's like, you know, it sounds good to cut quick sometimes, but it's like sometimes I got to, but it's also like sometimes like I've learned how to cut quick and efficient.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's good enough to, you know, it's not just only good enough, but I'm making sure that, like, you like, damn, like, you did this shit in 30 minutes, but it still look good as hell. Still, you know what I'm saying? Like, yesterday, I just cut, like, I just ran through. Pause again. I was gonna say some shit. But
no, bro, and I heard it come. I heard it too. I'm like, man.
Yesterday I did like 13 or to 15 heads, and like, and that's like, bro, that's like a regular day, like, and bro, but the timing was crazy. I didn't even think I was going outside, and I did that in like 4 or 5 hours, and it was like, I'm probably like 4 hours, and I think like and everybody had lighting and tapers, and I literally came out here. I was like, man, I'm literally finna like rob y'all, like,
yeah.
like I'm finna, because I promise you, bro, everybody in college got fucking lighting and tapers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it ain't one nigga, like, that don't got a lighting.
It ain't got that's not, a signature. It's not that many guys that got lighting tapers, because if you got waves, you know he got waves. Because I knew it, even in my class, it wasn't even that guys that had lightning and tape. I mean, it was like waves and stuff. So I know I was gonna do the lightning tapers, boom, 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 knock them out. And it's just like, being able to build that skill to be consistent helped me to be in a position where I can use that when I'm in a position where I'm trying to get these heads out the way and make sure they clean. You know, as much as how quick I'm going, as long as them clippers are clean, you know what I'm saying?
Cause right.
You can push my shit back, but if I got bumps, bro, like, that shit is probably the worst thing.
Mm-mm. And kind of like, did you have like any mentors or anybody, like, when you was watching videos and shit, like, you really latched on to, like, I fuck with how he cutting or his cutting style, you feel me, or shit like that? Anybody like that?
I think I just really just went off like YouTube videos. Shout out to 360 Jeezy and Poppy Beam. Those are like probably the first two YouTube barbers that I was just watching. But like, honestly, like, a lot of barbers inspired me. Just watching the other barbers and seeing how they do certain things. I'm like, oh, let me try that out. And then it just get better. Now I just sauce it up a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, You got the tools. It's like, we all got the blueprint. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's on the platform.
Yeah. It's just like, just trying to just submit everything and just fall through. Like, it's like, I got the clipper. I got the right clipper to make sure it's sharp. I'm using the same clipper that he buying it from. All of that. It's just like, I can line you up, boom, boom, boom. But it's like, okay, let me find a way to make sure it looks sharper. Boom. Then it keeps looking even sharper and then sharper. Then, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think practicing consistency is the most important thing about life at the end of the day.
God damn, man.
It's like, bro, we should put a clip together of fucking how many times we mentioned
consistency.
So consistency, bro.
That's a theme for every episode.
Yeah, if anybody is coming back each week and watching our episodes, man, it's like, it's impossible for you to not have that word consistency instilled, like, to the point where, okay, I no matter what I go out there in life, I need to be consistent in that shit. Barbering, fucking music, content creation, entrepreneurship, you doing TikTok, Instagram, whatever the fuck you doing, I need to be consistent in this. I need to set my goal to be, I'm going to post this, I'm going to be here every week. Or if you're in the gym, I'm going to be here 4 or 5 times a week type shit.
Yeah.
Stick to that plan, bro, because that's really what's going to take you to where you're trying to be. That's, I think, the consistency, the only thing that's going to take you to the top. Nothing else. Ain't no shortcut. Ain't no investment. Ain't none of that shit. It's just being consistent and constantly improving. Consistently improving, I think, is the thing type shit.
Yeah, that's how you get better at working like a regular job, bro. Imagine working at McDonald's every day and you started terrible at first, and then in a year or two, now you're a manager because you know how to handle everything, you know how to flip the burgers and all of that. It's like, you went in there to, yeah, you worked harder, but you worked harder so you can get more money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you in a predicament where you got a skill and you're not getting paid for it, it's hard to keep on falling through with it.
You know? That is true.
I think that's what
that's true.
I think that's where the passion comes in, but a lot of times we are not necessarily passionate about the things that we're skilled in. And I can say that that's true for me. A lot of I'm good at a lot of things, but that passion necessarily is not there to the point where I'm going to actually go out and improve on this or try to perfect this. Yeah. You feel me? And I think a lot of people could relate to that. You know, yeah, I'm talented at a lot of things, but I'm just not really, that's not really something I want to put my effort into. You feel me? I'd rather put my effort into something that's more fulfilling for me, bring me more happiness, bring me more joy type shit. And at the end, that's going to bring me more money.
Do you think it comes from like understanding yourself? Because I feel like sometimes, you know.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, because I know. Yeah, like I know what is for me and what's not for me. So yeah, I could say understanding me. Like I know it's just some things in life that I probably would not try, and I might be selling myself short. I might be missing out on some, but it's just some things in the world I wouldn't try because like. Nah, I'm not that type of person. I don't think that I would align with that.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Nah, yeah, that's 100%. Because, like, I was talking about that in one of my podcasts. It's like, be yourself and be honest with yourself on, like, the decisions you make.
Mm.
Because it's like, it's so easy to feel like you shouldn't have done something that you just knew that you shouldn't have did. But it's like, because it's also like going to a party. And you knew you shouldn't have went to the party because you knew it was going to be dry.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you just... You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just honest with yourself. But it's like, why aren't you honest with yourself when it comes to, like, making decisions on what you shouldn't be doing? When this decision could get you, you know, in a bad situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of... And it's like, I think, like, that type of, like, blueprint... You learning shit like that helps you use that shit in real life circumstances. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers be knowing what you shouldn't be doing. The consequences sounds good. You know what I'm saying? like shit. Fuck it, I'm gonna try it. I may be a little bit slick.
I think that's just something that's like. Shit, niggas think,
yeah,
niggas like, just think that they could, just, they Superman at some point. And sometimes niggas think that they get away with anything, or they could. Oh, I'm me. You feel me? I'm him. You feel me? And I'm like, they think that the rules don't apply to them type shit. And that's I hate even when I feel that way. Like I know what probably gonna be the outcome of this, but fuck it, I'm me. That ain't gonna happen to me. You feel me? I'm gonna come out of this strong. I'm gonna come out of this alive. You feel me? Sometimes it does work, but a lot of times that shit. Bro, you knew what the fuck was gonna happen. You're not above the game. You feel me? You're not above any set of rules. You feel me? You still got to play by the same rules that everybody else do.
100%.
Like I experienced that a lot in elementary school. Always wanted to be the badass kid. Always wanted to, you know, always get in trouble. But then I started to realize, like, now that I'm older, like, no matter how much dumb shit I did, I always got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Always had to serve the detentions. I always had to get my ass whooped. I always got in trouble.
I'm finna say, because you, without that, you wouldn't have got the label as being a nigga that just did whatever, being a bad kid, being a class clown.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in trouble, going to detention, getting called home. That shit comes with the territory. That what comes with being a class clown ass nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But you live and you learn. Some people don't get to learn it.
I was definitely a class clown, so definitely.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like the class clowns make the best content creators. And that's just me. Because for one, you, at an early age, you had to know how to be yourself. How to come out of character. How to, you know, be able to stand out and all that.
I'm gonna ask you, do you feel like you was doing that for you? Or do you feel like you was doing that to give the kids something to laugh at as well?
Look, I always thought I was funny.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, no matter what, if nobody else is going to laugh, I might be at attention laughing at what I did.
Because I feel like a lot of people, a lot of content creators, it could get to a point where they get to, man, this shit, I don't even do this shit for me. I do this shit because of the people that's receiving it. You feel me?
Yeah.
I do it for them because that... how they feel from the content I put out, that's what gives me the high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the content itself, it's the seeing the feedback from the content.
Yeah, but I feel like those
it
people,
can be both.
Yeah, I feel like those people that they're just doing this, just do it. Not saying like they weren't destined for those skills, but it was more of like, they was just doing this to just do it because it was more of like, that's who they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if this is who I am, and I'm getting paid for it.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm gonna do this shit again.
Why not? And again and again and again. Yeah.
Why not? And I feel like that's when content creators or public figures kind of like get that people start not to like them, because it's like they doing shit, but it's like I'm really just being me at the end of the day, bro.
I think that goes back to like having a strong foundation, not willing to compromise yourself.
Yeah,
I think that's what it comes from. Like if you understand who you are and understand what you're capable of and what limitations you may have or what success you may have, and you have the ability not to compromise yourself. Like if Ricky want to go do this and Ricky wants to do this, nobody else gonna tell Ricky no.
Yeah.
Like having that type of drive is what separates a lot of people. Because a lot of people can be convinced not to pursue their passion, not to pursue their goals, not to pursue the things. Not being able to be convinced to not pursue things is what separates a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah, I can fuck with that. Basically just believing in what the fuck you
want to do.
Yeah, believing in what the fuck. Just knowing what you know.
Yeah. But that damn phrase, believing in yourself, is so outdated, bro.
It's all the cliche shit.
We say it every week. Cliche shit, man. Believing in yourself, yeah, know what you know, man. But shit, that's the message of the podcast, man. Believe in yourself, know what you know, man. Don't let nobody trick you out your spot.
And take risk. Like, you don't know which one gonna pay off. Just be willing to take risk. Like you said, we young. You might, you know, have the most energy right now to do things. Go try things out. And if something is not for you, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. If it's for you, it's for you. Just be willing to take risk.
I think that's
it. I mean, you don't never know what's for you or what's not
until
for
you take risk.
I think that I think that.
But taking risk is also just keep on going too.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like that's when it falls in place, where you realize like you can do anything.
Anything you put your mind to is possible.
That's real.
That's possible. Yeah.
If you physically can't do it, then we
that's different.
But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you can
mentally have
the capacity to do it, then you can do it.
I think that's everything in life. Just getting past that mental block. That mental block of you versus you. Yeah. You telling yourself, you sure you got that? You feel me? Or you sure you better than him? Or you sure you could be that good at it? You feel me? It's just getting over that mental block.
And
you feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. If you listen to this and you want to somewhat kind of hurry up that process of that mental block, go to the gym. It's a lot of mental block in the gym. So lifting weights, 90% of it is mental. It's not even about how strong you are sometimes. It just comes down to like, I'm going to push this shit off my chest, and I feel like I'm going to push this off my chest because I'm going to do it.
But if you can't physically do it. Dang.
For real, man. But like I said, man, we want to thank you for coming on the podcast, kicking it with us, man.
Show that.
Always. We always got special guests. Another pleasure to have another ISU alum, man, always here dropping game for us. But before we get out of here, you want to let them know somewhere where they can get in contact with you, let them know where they can watch your podcast. All that, man.
For sure. My Instagram is said no entertain 8, like the number. Instagram, YouTube, my podcast is named Chop Talk. It's basically like a chopping it up with your barber. Barbershop talk, you know, therapy talk, basically what it name there is. If you in the city of Chicago, book with me on the north side of Chicago, man. I'm gonna get you right, man. I'm beam you right, man. I ain't really gotta say too much, man. If you know, you know. Outside of barbering, man, just continue to, you know, keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna say I'm 100% there, but I'm 100% focused, and I'm just trying to make it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more than a barber.
Keep aiming.
Amen, bro. More than a barber mixtape. More than a barber documentary, man, on the way, man.
Definitely, man.
Slack, man.
Always, man. Make sure y'all keep on tuning in with that Free Sauce Podcast on Instagram, Free Sauce After Dark, man. We got content coming for y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like, comment, share, subscribe, all that underneath the video, man. But make sure you never stop fucking learning, man.
Hey, man, never stop learning, man. Free Sauce, we out.
They getting Free Sauce, man. Free Sauce, man.
Free Sauce Podcast, we out, man.
Free. Never did dishes, but I was in the kitchen. When I was broke, they did not want to listen. Mama was struggling to